Thank you, Chairman. Can I also thank the Court of Auditors for their report? I have a question to the Regional Development Commissioner, who I think has done a great job in shaping the future of structural funds and obviously is making progress in the error rate. I think a reduction in the error rate for structural funds down from 10% to 5% does show good progress. And I would also accept that much of the responsibility for does lie with member states. But I would perhaps point out to him one example where errors may have been deliberate. And I'll refer to the Twinings Tea Company case. Twinings run down two plants within the UK, which resulted in a number of job losses. But they then formed a subsidiary company and opened a new plant in Poland, and that new plant received ERDF funding. I know other colleagues have other examples across Europe. One of the colleagues wrote to the Commissioner pointing out this particular case. The Commissioner replied that he felt that the case was okay because Twinings were technically an SME, therefore were eligible for structural funds. I just wonder if you could comment on that, whether he feels that this is the right use of EU structural funds and whether he could look at it again in the future. Because, as I said, other colleagues have got other examples, and it seems to me that this is a definite case of relocation by a company, and it shouldn't be allowed to happen. So perhaps he could reconsider this case, look at the rules for the future to stop it happening again.